Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
John Morosi is going to join us. Apparently, they are having big discussions in the baseball world on whether the Pope is a Cubs fan or a Sox fan.
And it's been quite a dramatic day as the Cubs first claimed that they were the preferred team by the new Pope. And they, in fact, they put it on the marquee.
You don't mean the Catholics. You mean the fake news media.
He loves the Cubs or whatever they wrote on the marquee.
Cubs fan? That tracks. Wrigleyville. South Side's where it's at. What's up?
And now that's been debunked.
You can't put it on the board, yeah!
This conversation has made its way to the MLB Network offices, we're told.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm preparing what I'm going to say tomorrow morning on MLB Central, ideally to lead my segment. And certainly, as you're describing, initially there were some reports from ABC that Pope Leo was a Cubs fan. WGN, you want to give the full credit to the local reporting on that?
Now we have definitive proof on this.
Yeah, and I have checked with some people over at 35th and Shields.
Oh, yeah?
They are excited.
Sox fans, on your feet for your Chicago White Sox.
And they are putting stuff together for the Holy Father.
We'll be back to give you the Pope's numbers right after this.
WGN's Dana Rebeck in southwest suburban New Lenox, where she talked with the new pontiff's brother.
Earlier, it was being reported that the new Pope was a big Cubs fan. That is, in fact, not true. And Patrick, I know you'll be happy to hear this one.
Hell
and
yeah!
All Southsiders, that the new Pope does, in fact, root for the Sox.
Yes! Hell yes!
White Sox! White Sox! Go! Go! White Sox!
Who was his favorite player? Was he a Louis Aparicio fan? Was he more of a Ron Kittle fan in that era? I want to know who his guy was on the South Side.
Juan Uribe.
Everybody up here at U.S. Cellular.
Here we go. That looks like smoke and white smoke.
Is that
it
white?
Is.
Light it up.
Right now, a new pontiff about to be announced.
Yeah, he was never, ever a Cubs fan, so I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
That's right.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Look at Tanny, loud and proud today with the Sox cap on.
If Nancy Faust wasn't enough to get him back to the ballpark, maybe the Pope will be.
This is the greatest Sox week on The Score since 2005. Alex Kuhn is here. Tanny has got you set for the sound. God. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
Boy, do we have a show for you today.
My God.
Along with following all of the latest information on the Pope, we are going to talk a lot of Bears because the Bears have gotten underway with rookie minicamp. So we will check in on that. As a matter of fact, we'll do that momentarily. At 3 o'clock, Danny Parkins is going to be here and be in studio. And we were talking about the idea of whether or not we should talk Cubs-Mets with him, because we know he cares about the Cubs, but am I right? Isn't Carton a Mets guy?
I think so.
He's a Jets and Mets guy, right?
Probably. So, yeah, maybe they do cover the Mets on their show because of the New Yorkness and the largesse.
And they're good.
Yes, yes, they are.
And this is going to be a fun series between the two teams, we hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk about the Mets, why this is not your father's Mets or last year's Mets or other Mets. There's... some of the worst fears have been realized about what the Steve Cohen Mets could be. So we'll touch on that a little bit later on.
Adam Amin is going to be on the show, but we're not talking basketball with him, at least not Bulls in particular. He's going to be on the call for Cubs and Mets on Fox
and
this weekend.
You said he's got a DJ set?
I think he has a set either tonight or tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, and we'll ask him how many degrees he is away from the Pope. I mean, everybody, we have to ask that at this point. So I'm sure everybody's done some personal searching. Speaking of being very close to the Pope, Chris Tannehill cut that open, and yesterday, so much content about Don Paul, the guy that the White Sox broadcasters used to refer to as the Pope. And you heard all the clips there yesterday. We've done our part, and now Don Paul, the Pope, has been sent the segment from Transition yesterday featuring all the calls talking about him as the Pope on the day that Chicago gets a Pope. So I feel like we completed a circle now, and I feel good about that.
Tanny, we talked about it today during the BSM summit. Like we were
about Don Paul?
About you being able to find that audio and have it for the people.
Yeah.
That was pure luck, but this is why you get into business.
Think so.
This is why you get into business so Don Paul can hear a little love. This is like, you know, 34 years later on the score. It's from 1991 in those clips.
Yeah. You're paying back your childhood fandom directly to Don Paul.
And shout out to Don Paul. He was one of the guys who I got an autograph from in Sox Fest back in like 92.
See?
So yeah, in the baseball shrine, which is at my dad's house now, there's definitely a Don Paul autographed baseball card there.
Did they call him the Pope just because Don Paul sounded like John Paul?
I think that's the extent of it.
That's got to be it, right?
That's as far as it needed to go.
Alex efforting Don Paul.
I'm putting Slack.
If he's not on hit and run at the very least, what are we doing?
Danny, I told Speaks during transition that when we were walking back last night that we came up with the idea of the home run celebration for the White Sox is a Pope miter.
Well, you know, yeah, and what did I say, Lawrence, about a home run celebration?
You said that they're few and far between with the Southside.
They gotta hit one
might as
first,
well make them count.
You know what? It's the best week for the Sox since 2005 on the score. They lost 10-0 yesterday. Nobody cares.
But no one cares.
Like, speaking of 05, you know, it always comes back. But the photo of this guy at the World Series, the same game that I went to.
Which game? Was it game two?
I went to game one.
Oh, okay.
Was it the photos from game two?
I don't know which game it was.
Okay.
But I was at game two, so I wasn't sure if we were in the same one.
And you realize that that may have been a great day for the Pope because I was at game two. But before I was at game two, you know where I was?
Bears
at Soldier Field.
Oh, yeah.
So it's possible that the Pope did the double that day.
Yeah. Well, and earlier that morning, he was probably at Mass. So that's the triple. He did the triple that day. He went from Mass to Bears to Sox.
And there's a true Southside move in that photo. He's at the World Series, and he's on the phone with someone.
Of course he is.
Like, hey, I can just picture him now. Hey, I'm at the World Series.
Hey, you wouldn't believe where I'm at.
He was calling Farmio. Here's what I need. Here's what I need the White Sox to do. And I know they're listening because they're always listening. Here's what I need them to do. I need for them to go through the guest log for passes. And the reason that I say that is because it would shock no one who knew Ed Farmer that guy may have been in the booth. Because Tanny and I have both been in the booth where Ed Farmer is introducing you to Priest. He is introducing you to coaches.
To the women's soccer coach at Notre Dame.
The person who owns Rainbow Cone.
100%.
It is very unlikely that a member of the cloth was in the building and was not invited up to Farmio's booth.
100%.
And Paul Zerang was probably helping to put out the buffet spread.
Mark at the time.
That's right.
Especially someone with Saint Rita ties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sealed the deal. Yeah.
So I need someone over there to go through the logs and find out if he was there in 2005 in the booth.
It says Robert Prevost in parentheses future Pope, hopefully. So it's surprising he wrote that down.
The
had a good feeling.
The Pope saw the same sign that I saw so many times, Ed Farmer's booth. no visitors, and walked right in, just like I did and so many other people have done.
Right through it. Yeah, don't worry about that. Pay no mind to that.
That's not for me.
You know what? Screw it. I'm going to text DJ right now.
Get that done.
And find out if he had met the Pope before the Pope was the Pope.
I'm not surprised you have DJ's number. You guys share a bobblehead likeness. For those who don't know, they put out Lawrence Holmes bobbleheads one time, and you're pretty sure it was a Darren Jackson bobblehead just repurposed.
I'll bring it in next week, and then please, you can be the judge.
I'd like to see it.
It very much looks like DJ to me.
Understandably. So look, I wasn't that excited about this Bears rookie minicamp when I woke up this morning and thinking about it. I'm like, man, it's baseball season. We got Cubs-Mets going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's Mother's Day. We got a new Pope. I need to look through three more pages of memes about that. We had the Barrett's Sports Media Conference in town that you and I were both at, and we can talk about that with Danny a little bit. And then in exchanges with the show in text form, both Alex and Tanny alerted me to some of the sound that has been circulating from the new coach, Ben Johnson, and from some of the players about Ben Johnson. And I realized this weekend I've been thinking about it wrong. I've been thinking about it as a chance to, like, you know, get to know the rookies more and see how they're being used and stuff like that. And that doesn't hold a lot of attention. But really, it's to hear Ben Johnson talk specifically about players and players talk specifically about him and get to know the coach a little bit more. That part I'm finding real interest in for me.
All right, so let's give people a reminder. About a week ago, we had a most delightful conversation with Lomas Brown. He is just one of the best guests that we can get here on the station. And he told us that we were going to have an awakening when it came to the practices that Ben Johnson was going to have for the Bears.
Man, it sounded like a baby Dan Campbell listening to some of those quotes. I think the one thing, man, wait till y'all going out to training camp. Wait till you see training camp. It's going to be it's going to be totally different. That's the first thing that you guys are going to notice, how he is, how intense training camp is, the enthusiasm around it. Watch the assistant coaches. Watch how they are. That's so you're going to automatically notice that. And then again, with Ben, I'm telling you, oh my gosh, man, you're not going to appreciate it till the season starts and you get into it. But the creativity is going to be off the chain.
The creativity we'd known about, but the way Lomas talked about to you and to me about the fervor and energy and the hard nature that he expects from the training camp, because that's what he has seen Ben Johnson do with the offense and Ben learned under Dan Campbell.
So why don't we hear from the man himself? This is what Ben had to say about coaching guys up and his mentality.
Your mentality on the field and the way that you coach is a head coach working through these practices.
Varies. It varies based on what we're seeing. So a little bit of a counterbalance and a pendulum is things go one direction, like to try to keep things centered to a degree. So, I think you'll see a lot of different personality styles come out, not just with me, but the rest of the coaching staff as well, as we work to get to know our players a little bit better and what they need to be pushed.
Did today feel more different to you than any other day you've ever had as a coach?
I've never blown the whistle to stop the play, and I got a little bit of work to do there. I can get better in that aspect, but no. Other than that, it was great. I'm surrounded by a phenomenal coaching staff. Like I said already, it was fun to watch them get the hands on these players and be able to work with them like that. So I'm very encouraged.
I want it to vary. I want the personality to vary based on what he's seeing. I don't want some one-note dude. You need, as a head coach or a baseball manager, to have different tools in your toolbox. Like, you know, you got to be able to, we used to talk about in baseball terms, like, you got to be able to tear down the post-game spread if need be. Go ahead and knock down all that stuff if you got to make your point. Like, you need to have that in you.
And if you don't, call Kenny Williams and he will come over and he will do that for you.
But that's what we've heard about Ben, right? Is that Ben can yell at you and get on you, and Ben can give you grace, and Ben can reach you on a cerebral level if need be. Like, you got to have different components of your personality that can all come out based on the needs.
I like how he said it, that we need to learn what we need to do to push the players. And each individual player is motivated differently. So it might be
kicking the ass for one guy, arm around the shoulder on another. You never know. But hopefully that's something that he develops, and that's part of this story too. We don't know what he is, and quite honestly, Ben doesn't know what he is as a head coach yet. And this will give us more of a snapshot of how that's developing overall.
Yeah, man, I think it's exciting. It's exciting to think about a guy who might be able to reach all these guys in a different way. You know what I always think about in football terms? Like, you remember the quotes about Bill Parcells that his former players used to say is that, like, they each felt like he was speaking directly to them.
Yes.
At times when he would address the team. And he kind of kept a running tab on the different ways to motivate people, the different ways to connect to people, and he'd look them in the eye at a certain point and reach them. It's just, it's so important in a football sense to go ahead and have that ability to really motivate somebody directly.
Well, do you want to hear from the players themselves about
this? I do.
All right, this is what a bunch of the players, the rookies, Colston, Loveland, Shamar Turner, Luther Burden, and Ozzie Trapillo all said about the first day with Ben.
What are your first impressions of Ben as a coach, both in meetings but also out on the field today for the first time?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I love, like, his spirit, his energy. He's super, like, determined. He's ready to go. He's ready to take this thing to the top. And he's no nice guy. He's going to – I see him getting on butt and, you know, getting on people's butts and but fired up too, like super excited. Yeah, I'm loving how he coaches. It's early, and I'm excited to play for him.
I was telling us he's going to show different sides of his personality. He's out on the practice field based on whatever the situation needs. Did you see any new side of Ben today?
I wouldn't say necessarily new. I mean, he's like I said, he could be super fired up. He can get on someone, then he'll be super fired up about this play, maybe a good pass or something. So he's kind of got a little bit of everything in him, but not, like I said, he's a great coach. It's only day one, but I love everything about it. He's super determined, and he's ready, like I said, take it to the top. So
what have been your first impressions of the coaching staff, Ben Johnson?
Mm-hmm. I love the coaches up here. I love their energy. I love the way they go about things. The vibe is always good here. I love everything they got going.
Is there a way that the energy from Ben showed today in practice? I mean, we were out there, it was short, and could you feel his energy even?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Even in the walkthrough, as you going a little fast today, yes, sir. But that energy, I definitely felt it.
How would you describe the energy that came from Ben today in practice?
It was great energy. First day, everybody got their first day jitters out, and, everybody should feel comfortable. We're going to go back correct. Stuff and, get back ready for tomorrow.
Did you have jitters, and how did they show?
No, I didn't have no jitters. I've been ready for this, so.
What have you made of Ben Johnson's personality, both on the field, but when you come across him in the building?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. He has really good energy. I think all the guys are really excited to be here. Great energy on the practice field, a lot of excitement. It was really good today. I think the guys were excited, happy to be here, and it's really a great opportunity, so trying to make the most of it.
In reverse order, that's the new tackle, Ozzie Trapillo, the new wide receiver, Luther Burden III, the new D-lineman, Shamar Turner, who likes to punch guys in the ding-ding if need be, and Colston Loveland, your first-round tight end.
I see him getting on butt, yeah. And getting on people's butts. And
way to go, Tony. That's where I was going, 100%.
We don't kink shame here.
No. But, I mean, it's just a little surprise to see it on day one. I mean, you're going to let that out, but it's like he gets on butt. Good on him, man.
Speaking of Ozzie Trapillo, yeah. A lot of conversation over the last few weeks has been, wait, is this guy a right tackle or a left tackle? Well, people talked with him about it today as he lined up. We'll let you know where and what he said next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's still early to make too many assessments on that, but he's exactly what we thought he was going to be. He's super smart. Had a meeting last night with him, meeting this morning with him, and he's able to apply those concepts right to the field immediately. So he's very advanced in that regard. Technique, fundamentals, he takes those seriously. Something we talked about this morning as a team, just transferring the little things that Coach Roshar, Coach Devan are talking about in that meeting room and being able to apply them immediately. It's really impressive for a young guy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Danny Parkins will be in studio in about 10 minutes. I saw him in the hallway. He got his award today from the summit. No issues with the engraving, like no mistakes.
It's because I was not in charge of it.
So he's very excited about that. He'll be in studio. We'll talk Bears, Cubs, broadcasting, all that stuff with him and the Radiothon, which he is going to continue to host here at The Score July 31st. That was Ben Johnson talking about rookie tackle Ozzie Trapillo.
Yeah, it was. And you learn about Ben as you hear him talk about Ozzie. You learn what Ben values in a tackle. Like smart, able to get all the concepts right away. Because then you can work on the technique, and then you can work on the strength, and you can work on your nuance and stuff. But first day on the practice field after we met last night and talked about stuff, Ben feels like he's everything we thought he was in terms of being able to execute our vision.
It's rookie minicamp. Okay, like each step along the way, I'm going to put reminders out for people. It's rookie mini camp. So just because someone plays at one position in this camp doesn't mean that's where they're going to end up. But I think, and I think you agree with me, it makes all the sense in the world to do your experimenting and kind of figure out where things stand and what you can and can't do with a player.
Yeah, this is kind of the realization I had last week, and we got to make sure that people hold on to it. It's like what they do this offseason is trying to learn the most they can about the new guys. Mm-hmm. Have the new coaches learn the most they can about the new guys. When they start to make decisions on usage for real in August, we can take that a little bit more to heart. But for right now, just remember, they're trying to learn stuff.
This is what Ozzie Trapillo said about getting work at left tackle today and when he was at BC.
What gives you the most confidence that you can learn all of that and do it at the NFL level immediately?
You're saying play at left?
Yeah.
I mean, just being with the coaches here, they wouldn't be here if they weren't great at their jobs, right? And the same goes for the players. So getting with the older guys, working with them, you know, I'm not the only guy that's had to play multiple positions. So just picking their brain, seeing how it works, you know, working after practice with them, for example, things like that. And then really just relying on the coaches, spending a lot of time here and working as hard as I can to be the best that I can.
When you switched sides of BC, what was behind that?
We didn't have a great year in 2022. So new O-line coach, Coach Applebaum, comes back. He knows something has to change. We get Christian Mahogany back that following year. So in a way, he was saying, you know, me and Christian next to each other could be really beneficial for the offense. There was a lot more that went into it, but that was sort of the basis. And he asked, we looked at both sides. He said, what do you think? I said, obviously, wherever you want me. So he threw it out there. We did a couple spring practices with it, and then they ended up liking it. So, yeah.
Some guys struggle switching sides at that position. What made it easier for you, or what made it more fluid?
I think, like I mentioned before, just making sure throughout the season that both sides were touched up. So after practice, getting extra reps at left. You know, you never know if BC, if say the left tackle goes down, the next guy maybe feels more comfortable at right. I have to be able to do whatever. So just making sure I'm the most available that I can be at all times.
Ozzie, would it be the end of the world if you didn't start at left tackle? Have you kind of thought about that scenario if that plays out?
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't be the end of the world. My goal here is to play football, to get on the field as soon as I can. So I'm going to do whatever I can to get that done. But at the same time, I know I have a lot to work on as a player. I'm a rookie. I'm not going to show up and be the best. My goal is to become the best player I can, but I know I'm not just going to do it without work. So it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. So, you know, my job is not to be results-driven. It's to be process-driven.
It's a pretty level-headed rookie.
Right? To be process-driven, not results-driven? To get it like that? And no, it wouldn't be the end of the world, nor should it be the end of the world. His career is just beginning, and their season is just beginning. I mean, let's say he uses this time to show that he can play left tackle. And they're like, oh, look, he can do that. Well, we know he can play right tackle. And I'm sure by August, he will have played a little of that, or at least by September. And let's say he starts as the swing, because Braxton's your left. And by the time Braxton gets back and he's healthy, you haven't really worked him out at right, haven't done the flip. I mean, that's just one way that this could work out, where Braxton starts as your left and Ozzie's your swing, ready to fill in or ready to replace if need be. That's not the worst thing in the world.
If I were in the room, or if we ever get Ozzie Trapillo on, and maybe it's a few weeks down the line to ask this question. He said how at Boston College, if he was at one, he'd go work on the other. Now, with no class, none of the things that go along with being a college football player.
Call me when you have no class.
I wonder if all of the information is so overwhelming that he can only concentrate on playing left tackle right now, or if there's still some, well, let me get some reps in after practice, some one-on-one stuff over on the right side just in case.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty interesting because he did it, but now he's learning the way that Roshar wants him to do it.
Right.
And the way that Ben wants him to do it.
There's so many interesting little things about how all of this is going to go, that the learning curve that we're all going to be on to figure out how this works.
Yeah, man, the learning curve that they're on. They're in the knowledge acquisition business right now about all their players. You know, especially these rookies. All right, who gets what? How fast do they learn? How do they learn now that I'm seeing them in front of me? What do they respond to? What do they have to work on? All that kind of stuff. It's exciting. It's exciting, and it's several months before training camp and the season, but it's still exciting because there's important stuff going on.
Danny Parkins is next in studio on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.